My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to master SEO. So we talk a lot about SEO and content marketing on this podcast, and Neil and I aren't going to act like, you know, we're masters of SEOs, but we think we're pretty good at it. We're working towards mastering it, right? So I think it's how do you continue to be on that journey of mastering it? Because I think once you've declared yourself a master, I think that's when you start to get complacent or perhaps even arrogant.
Yeah, and on this episode, we've talked about how you can learn SEO. We're not going to go over the basics on things like, hey, you should go start your own website. You should go practice and experiment because you've already heard all that stuff. So I'll start it off. SEO is all about what Google wants to rank. And Google doesn't want to rank at the top the site that has the most backlinks or the biggest word count or the highest keyword density. Google knows that when someone searches, they're not like, oh yeah, this site should be number one because it has a million links. Searchers and consumers, the average Google user, has no clue what a backlink is, or nor do they care. They're just like, yes, I got what I was looking for, or I didn't, so I had to go to the next result. And the big way where Google's going in the future is all about user experience. And if you want to master SEO, what you got to do is master user experience. From everything from design to figuring out what people are searching for, what pain points are they trying to solve based on what keywords they search for? How can you give it to them as quick as possible? It all comes down to user experience. And I think that's going to be the biggest signal in the future.
I think what I'm most grateful for, I mean, so starting my career in SEO and then going into a SaaS company, going into the tech world and then learning more about product and then eventually learning how to build a great company or manage or hire people. At the end of the day, everything is about experience, right? What's your employee experience? When you're building out a product, you have to be doing a lot of customer development, right? And that customer development, the feedback that you're getting helps you build a great user experience, right? Because you're talking to people and like, I really hate this. I hate that. I hate this. And then when you're talking to people on your team too, you know, which is why you're constantly evaluating it, maybe every week, every quarter. So, hey, what do you like? What do you not like? How are you feeling right now? So it's constantly getting feedback, right? I think what tends to happen in the world of SEO is people start to operate kind of in a silo and they're only talking to other SEOs. They're not learning kind of about, to Neil's point, we're talking UX, we're talking customer development, all that type of stuff. I think what I'm getting at here is you have to be open, right? You have to be open and open to being wrong, open to learning other areas and not just being kind of pigeonholed in the world of SEO. Because Neil certainly started in SEO, so I did as well. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs, mutual friends of ours, did the same thing, but they've evolved beyond that, right? Whether they've kind of learned more disciplines around marketing or they've evolved into, you know, entrepreneurs or investors, whatever it is exactly, they were open. And I think that's one of the key things if you want to master SEO and to not be stuck in just SEO.
Yeah. And branding is super important too. If you don't learn how to build a solid brand over time, you're not going to do as well. When someone does a Google search and looking for shoes, they land on Nike.com versus XYZABC.com. You're like, what the heck is that? You're more likely going to trust Nike and get a better experience. And Google knows that. People gravitate towards brands, whether they're personal or corporate, which funny enough, we'll discuss in our next episode. And if I were you, focus on building a brand, and that involves omni-channel marketing, right? Branding is a rule of seven in marketing. When someone sees or interacts with your brand seven times, they're much more likely to remember it. And you have no choice to go omni-channel, which means if you want to succeed in SEO, you also have to go omni-channel.
I mean, final thing I'll say from my side, as of this recording, content and links are still very much, you know, kind of very high in terms of importance for SEO. But also keep in mind all the trends that are happening right now. So it's easier to push back and say, you know, hold on to, oh my God, I have this really big link network or I have all these content partners. There's that. But what's going to happen? Google's investing a lot into AI, right? And we're seeing that play out. And so, you know, Google's all about making things easy for people. Their job is to keep people interested in using their search engine. So they have to keep improving that search engine so they can continue to drive ad dollars. So what incentives drive Google? And then looking at that, okay, that's what drives Google. Okay, so how should that drive my overall marketing strategy, not just my SEO strategy, right? So it goes beyond that. If you stay pigeonholed in SEO, you're not going to be open to kind of all the trends that are happening as well, and you're going to be caught behind.
Make sure you go to marketingschool.io/live if you want to master SEO.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.